This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
There's a certain amount of stress that is linked with major life events and the process largely of change. So there's a lot of research to suggest that we change continually. We're continually evolving as human beings. But the rub of that process of change is a period of stress as the dust settles on what's happened in our lives and things like that, as we reset our equilibrium for what life means and what it looks like. So the stress scale, the Holmes and Ray stress scale, is a way of being able to understand the sort of events that actually do produce or increase our risk of having a stress response in life. And not surprisingly, they're all associated with major life changes and events, which actually characterize life. So things like the death of a loved one, marriage and separation, actually both are causes of stress. Things like retirement, changes in our financial situation and nature, getting a mortgage, changing jobs or leaving work, having a child leave home or come into the home, moving, kids changing schools, even going on vacation can be a form of stress. And, you know, what? Things like Christmas as well. And so I guess that, you know, even in some of the things that are really, really good and enjoyable about life, there can be, you know, little pockets of stress hiding there. And so it's about being able to understand how all of these things, I guess, add together. Mm. And that's one of the really useful things about this scale, and I guess, you know, for all the people out there in Hopeland, just thinking about, you know, what's happening in life when it comes to where we're at and major events, and being able to see the stress that might be hiding in there is a really important thing to be able to do.
All right, well, say we get that list and we see, you know, we calculate a few things, like I've just moved, I've got a mortgage, I've got a baby on the way, and you're up to 150 points or something like that. What's the best way to then kind of move on with life, knowing that, wow, I've got a few stresses in my life?
So I guess that stress is magnified and amplified by feeling that we're unable to cope with all the things that we have on our plate. And that situation where we feel like what life is demanding of us kind of exceeds our coping ability. And so, you know, we're living in deficit a little bit. So some of the simple things that people can do to manage stress is to kind of regain that sense of control in whatever way they can. So some simplifying is a really, really important thing to do when it comes to stress management. We all have so many things that are on our plate at any one time, and it's often the cumulative total of all of those things that gets us to that point where we're really, really stressed. And so actually being able to do whatever we can to kind of simplify some of those things. And if we're going through, you know, particularly difficult times due to things that we can't avoid, so life events, then, you know, simplifying some of the things that we can. So maybe taking a little bit of time off work, being, you know, taking the odd flex day, or being a little bit kinder to ourselves over here, not worrying as much about certain expectations that we think we have to keep up, you know, particularly if they're just going to run us into the ground. And so being able to simplify some of those things, being able to kind of develop a bit of a priority list of the things that I kind of, you know, need to do, and then to break those down into really small achievable things, because, you know, that's the other thing that helps to cut through that big fog of difficulty, is being able to see the simple steps that we can take to achieve and to clear our plate. And then we actually feel a little bit more empowered and a little bit better and less stressed because of that.
One of the things I find interesting in all of that, and I think it's, we all know it deep down, the concept of just soldiering on, oh, look, all this is going on, but I've just got to do all this still, is actually really bad for us.
It can be both good and bad. It can be initially quite a motivating thing. It can be something which actually allows us to gather our reserves and to keep soldiering on. But at the end of the day, if we're not actually putting ourselves in the picture, and we're not taking care of ourselves, and we're not actually doing whatever we can to rejuvenate ourselves and our energy levels, then we've only got a limited amount of energy in life, and that just soldier on, suck it up, pull yourself up and keep walking on, often does two things. One, it becomes really draining because we can't maintain that forever. And the other thing that often does, and this is a pretty difficult thing for a lot of people, is that particularly with major difficult life events, if The initial response, and it is a stress, is a part where stress is really helpful for us. It actually allows us to take care of business. We go into autopilot and we can get a lot of things done. But unless we actually are able to stop at the end of that and actually think about what this may have meant for us, what this feels like, what this experience is going to, you know, mean, and sometimes to actually feel really bad about some of the things that have happened and process that, then we kind of have this back catalogue of difficulty that we haven't looked at because we've been continually moving forward and almost avoiding some of the things that have happened. And so that actually catches up with us as well, and that can be really bad later on down the line.
I think it's fair to say, like, I find, like, when I look at that kind of scale and do the math and go, wow, I can kind of see why I was under a bit of pressure there. It kind of made me feel a little bit better. It kind of felt like it was like I got a kind of little hug from the scale saying, it's okay, because look, you got numbers that prove that it's okay that you're feeling a bit meh.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, we're often our worst critics, and sometimes it is, you know, really, really important to be able to just acknowledge that we're going through some difficult stuff and to let ourselves off the hook like that. I guess the other real benefit of that scale is that, yeah, you can actually see some of the things that have happened and then, you know, be able to understand exactly why you might be feeling the way you are. But also, if you get a bit of an idea of what the sort of things in that particular scale are, then you can preempt some of those things. So some of those things like vacations and Christmas and things like that, or, you know, changing jobs or all those sort of things, you can start to actually, I guess, take a preemptive strike on some of those life stresses, because you know that this is going to be a period of at least transition, of change, and potentially of difficulty. So then you can plot your course through that. And again, you know, having that sense of control over one's destiny and mastery of that actually is a stress-reducing thing as well. So that's another really important use of that.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.